Joan Blanche is on the festival team for the North Peace Performing Arts Festival. She joins us on the line. Joan, thank you very much. How did things go with the festival this year?
I think it went really well. I mean, there's always little glitches here and there, but, you know, we got through it, and I think it went really well. And what you're going to see on Saturday when you have the grand concert is going to be amazing. The quality of the performances that we had this year, you know, it's always impressive. People always walk away from that grand concert saying, I had no idea there is so much talent in the Peace region. And so I think you're going to find that as well on Saturday. We've got a great grand concert program with some of the best in the instrumental, the best in speech, the best in vocal and musical theater and piano. So we've got a really good show. We can't, unfortunately, have the best in bands because we can't bring the entire bands onto the stage. It's just a little bit hard to coordinate with so many people in the bands, but they still got their awards. So we've got, you know, they get their award, they just don't get to perform in the grand concert. But no, the grand concert's going to be great.
Sounds like the adjudication feedback has been good, not only to the contestants, but to the festival committee and the festival itself, has it not?
I think so. I mean, there's always the teachers that are sitting there, you know, in the festival venues, you know, madly scribbling down like suggestions that the adjudicators might give to the students, you know, and we're learning too. Like as teachers, we learn, the students learn, and they, you know, they come back with their adjudication sheets. And this year, the adjudicators, like the ones in the sessions that I was at, they had like really, really good extensive comments, so there's lots and lots of comments on the sheets, lots of good ideas on how to take that piece that's at one level and just bring it up yet even further.
Lots of growth on stage, I'm imagining. What did you see? Did you see that?
Well, that is truly, that's what a festival's all about, is experiencing and growth. And then from year to year, you know, unfortunately we had that little COVID blip, but we're back on track again. And it's so encouraging to see kids come year after year. You know, you'll have someone who will come when they're 8, and then they perform again when they're 9 or 10, and then you see them again when they're 11 or 12, and then you watch them grow to they're 14, 15, 18. You know, it's wonderful to see that growth. So we strongly encourage kids to, once they've started the festival experience, just to keep going and just and build on what they can get from the adjudicator and from their coaches and their teachers.
The grand concert is Saturday. Is everybody looking forward to it?
I think so. I'm looking forward to it. I will give you a hint, anyone who's listening here. Because it's going to be in the theater, we're going to be at Athabasca Hall, the lights are going to be turned down, it's going to be theater showing. So we will have a few paper programs, but you can't read a paper program in the dark. So we are going to have a QR code. We're going to have a QR code, and people can scan the QR code, and they can bring up the program on their phones, and that way they can follow along the program in their seats, you know, looking at the program digitally. It's going to save us paper. It's going to cut down the cost as well for festival, and which is reflected because we get all our donors that help us with festival costs. So we're trying to be responsible as well with our trying to make it as affordable as possible so that we can pass on the savings to our with registration fees next year.
Joan Blanche is on the festival team for the North Peace Performing Arts Festival. Joan, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you to all the volunteers that have helped us out getting that festival organized, not only on the executive, but, you know, the people that sit at sessions, the people that act as an adjudicator secretary or a welcoming committee. Thank you to the donors of the awards. Thank you for the people that donate to cover the operating expenses. We can't do this without you. This is a community event, and it is put on by the community for the community. So thank you.